Logalog and the Gausam Shrews yelled in alarm when a large white badger head poked over the cliffs at them, until Pickle came bounding down, paw over paw, on a rope.
"Panic over, chaps. This is old Earth Watsit, a pal of ours. He's offered to haul the boats up to high ground. Apparently, there's going to be a whizzo storm tomorrow, and all this ledge where you're standing will be underwater. Hey, Mara, come down and show old Logger Thing what you brought for him."
Mara slid down the rope. Without a word, she hung the black stone around Logalog's neck. Immediately, all the Gausam Shrews raised their paws in the air and gave a mighty roar. One by one, they filed past their leader, touching the black stone and bowing respectfully. There was not a shadow of doubt who the absolute leader of the Gausam was now. Logalog clasped Mara's paws in both of his.
"I will never forget this, Mara."
His voice shook with emotion.
"No matter what the time, day or season, I am yours to command."
Nordo placed his paws over those of his father.
"And I also, Mara, friend. Words cannot thank you enough."
The badger maid smiled at them both.
"Then save your words, friends. Show me by your actions when we reach Salamandastron and face the hordes of Farrago."
The white badger was a great source of amazement to the Gausam. They watched open-mouthed as he wrapped his huge paws around the damaged logboat. Bracing himself, Earthwhite gave a single grunt and lifted the entire vessel. He carried it 5 paces, then deposited it neatly on the trestles they had set up for its repair. Nordo hesitantly touched the powerful corded muscle and sinew, which stood out through the badger's snowy coat.
"By the log of my father's boat, it would have taken at least 15 shrews to even budge one of our craft. You have the strength of a giant, Earthwhite."
The big badger smiled and swelled out his chest. He was a simple creature and enjoyed the adulation of the shrews. Lombard brought him back to earth with a bump as she commented to Nordo.
"Aye, my grandson has strength that he has not used yet. But he also has an appetite to match. He could eat your tribe out of house and home. You should try feeding him for a season. He's a bottomless pit, that one."
Logalog knew all there was to know about boats. Pickle sat watching him as he deftly set about repairing the damaged craft. Taking a saw-edged dagger, the shrew leader cut away the damp, splintered wood from the boat's side. Working with wet clay and pine pegs, he fitted a neatly cut piece of oak into the space, bedding it with clay and boring the wood with a red-hot rapier until the peg secured the new piece firmly. Taking a bubbling pan of pine resin from the fire, he brushed on several thick coats, rendering the whole job waterproof. Pickle stood back to admire the repair.
"I say, good show, what? I'll bet the old boat'll go as fast as the day was built now, Logger Thing."
Logalog dipped his brush in the resin pan.
"She certainly will, Pickle, my friend. This pine resin is a marvellous glue. They say that 2 quarts of this around the mouth of a hare will stop him chattering and eating too much. All still now, while I try it on you."
The entire camp roared with laughter as Logalog chased Pickle round the boat, brandishing the resin brush.
"Go away, you mouldy old shrew fella!"
The young hare whooped as he ducked and weaved.
"Go and try that stuff out on old Tubguts. He needs it more than me."
Ashnin leapt about, cackling.
"Get him, Logalog. That Pickle eats more than Earthwhite and Tubgut put together. I should know. It was me who served them lunch today."